Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you got a little time to get out in your backyard, create a little grill envy this weekend. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
It's a great morning. We're just having fun in the studio and watching Joppy dance for us and play some little tricks. He turned his headset on, and I don't think you'll be able to hear the rest of the show, but I'll do signing for you throughout the rest of the hour, so in case you're not picking up what we're saying. But
yeah, check the volume. That's all I got to say. About tore my head off.
We're still laughing. Anyway, it's not funny to watch somebody suffer most of the time. Yeah. How was your week, Jop? Did you do any good grilling?
You know, it was all on last weekend after the show when we had that 60-degree day down here in Grand Rapids area. And I did get out and put a little steak on the grill. Nothing exciting. Turned out good. Just watch your temperature, right? Mm-hmm. Brought it to 125 in the center and did my 10 and 2 grill marks and had some friends over and, you know, little mushrooms, fresh portobello, baby portobellas, and a sweet onion. Put those in a little red wine, butter, and some balsamic vinegar, just regular traditional balsamic. Made that great side dish that I love with those onions and mushrooms. A little baked potato, mm-hmm. and just spanked out a wonderful, wonderful afternoon steak fry, man. Just love those. Just absolutely love those. Once in a while, when you get a chance to do one, you do it.
And I had a little steak lesson this week. I got that nice Black Angus from one of our listeners, and I thought, man, I've just got a ton of steak in the freezer. I got to start pulling these babies out. And so I pulled out a couple beautiful ribeyes, and I didn't pull them out early enough. And I had them cut them for an inch and a half, so they're gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And they weren't really thawed very well. So
that's an issue.
I really struggled with them on the grill. So I've got some T-bones in there and thawing out today, and by tonight they'll be good. But never rush a steak like that, man. Get your stuff ready. But I had a nice week out in Sacramento. I just got back, and I got to take off tomorrow afternoon for Vancouver, and we've got like fairly decent amount of weather coming in. So it's only going to be in the lower 40s while I'm out there, but doing a meeting for my company out there, mm-hmm. and going to get to check out some really nice restaurant. Looking forward to it. Never been to Vancouver.
Beautiful part of the world.
On Wednesday, we're going up to Whistler. So I got my ski coat cleaned. I got some new ski pants, and I'm good to go. I got my Stormy Cromer mittens. And
you'll love that place. I've been there. I went in the summer. And the Whistler's a beautiful place, wonderful ski resort right there, northern end of the mountains. And
you probably rode the trolley.
Well, I did. And where I was going to go with that, it was the summer, and I was golfing there, of all things. And I'll take you down this rabbit trail just a minute because it's relevant. And was by myself, was just on vacation, and was golfing with some other people. And we come off one green, kind of drive through a little bit of the underbrush that's up there, and pop out onto the next tee box, and there is a sow bear with two cubs
on
the tee box.
Yeah, good idea.
Right? So you lock up the brakes, right? And they just kind of looked at us and then walked away, and we saw them three or four more times throughout the round on the golf course.
A little bit more domesticated than your typical grizz.
Yeah, I think so. But at the end of the day, you know, they told us at the clubhouse that you're going to run into some bears out there. We have a family or two of them on the courts, and, you know, just be respect their distance, and they'll respect yours.
Those are big ones.
Yeah. Right, but when we went on the trolley to go up the mountain to the view, right, again, I was there in the summer, there were mountain bikers coming down.
Oh, my.
And stopped. You know, they see the bear on the trail, they're up above it, and you're watching this whole thing develop, and the bear's just out there doing what bears do, right?
Taking his time.
Right, yeah.
And the pounds of blueberries.
Yeah, right. Mountain biker's just kind of waiting his turn to get the bear off the trail.
Looking for a picnic basket.
Yeah. But anyway, so no, you'll enjoy that place. And the Olympics were there, right? So I bet it's changed. It's been 10 years since I've been there, but the Olympics were there since I've been there, and so you probably got a lot more commercialization that area.
There are so many great restaurants in Vancouver that I'm hoping to run into some great chefs and grab a couple interviews, so maybe I can send one back to you to play in my absence, because I know you're going to have fill-in co-hosts for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Maybe permanently after that.
I see how they go, right? But with you being gone a couple of weeks, you're going to go up there and then you go on vacation. I'm still aligning my co-hosts. My A game had to back out on me, so we're going to get something together though. But not to worry. It will be entertaining.
Well, as soon as I get back from Vancouver, I spend a night at home, and I'm grabbing my wife, and we're heading down to St. Thomas.
Right.
The cool thing is one of my dealers from Pennsylvania, my Arctic dealers, that's going to be in Vancouver with me all week, is going home to do the same thing. He's grabbing his wife, and he's meeting us in St. Thomas. Just coincidentally. We didn't even plan it, but so it's going to be great. We're looking forward to it, and then we're going to shoot over to Joost van Dijk, and we're going to a place called Ivan's Stress-Free Resort, and we're going to be camping right on the beach for 10 days, and I'm so stoked.
So your only assignment while you're down there is to catch something in the ocean. I don't even care what it is. And come back and cook it on the beach. And then when you get back here, you just got to tell us how you did it with all the primitive, stranded island guy that you're going
to
be.
Well, I'm hoping to do something like that.
Yeah.
I probably won't be able to cook it on the beach because they're pretty tough on fires on the beach.
Ah.
I don't think they have a lot of firewood, for one thing. But I think also when you have a bunch of people camping and drinking on the beach, you don't want them burning fires.
Burn one of them. Whatever, man. Yeah.
But, yeah, we're looking forward to that. We're going with our good friends Carl and Peggy, and they've been going for 10 years. So we know everything that we have to bring. 2 check-in bags. We're going to basically buy all our food and all our stuff. There's a kitchen and there's a restaurant and bar right on the resort. And there's a couple famous bars. One's called the Soggy Dollar, and that's just around the cove. And it's called the Soggy Dollar because there's no dock to dock your boat. You have to moor your boat and wade in.
Mm.
So everybody that gets in and pays for their drinks has soggy dollars. And
sure.
It's listed as one of the top bars in the Caribbean. And then there's another one on the other side of the cove that we're heading to. Can't think of the name right now, but it's world renowned. People go, if they're staying in St. Thomas or St. John's, they literally hire boats and go to these two pubs. So
sure, why wouldn't you?
I think we're going to be in a great spot.
Not a road trip, it's a boat trip.
Yeah, and apparently the place we go has a barbecue every Thursday. So my friend keeps bragging up the barbecue, so I'll be interested to see how that goes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they put on the barbecue.
Yeah, sounds like chicken and ribs and pulled pork, and I don't know if they have brisket.
Right. Well, speaking of those items, we're going to spend the rest of the show talking about some Super Bowl food.
That's a good idea.
Because this week isn't the Super Bowl, but next week is. And by the time you're going to be listening to us, you better have your menu all planned if you've got a bunch of people coming over.
And so I don't even know if you need to give anybody tips for snacks for the Pro Bowl, because I don't think anybody watches it.
Right, yeah.
I saw it once when I lived in Hawaii. I went and saw it live only because it was there.
Sure.
Otherwise... Man, I could care less about the Pro Bowl.
Well, it's a bad setup. The guys that are there that are going to play in the Super Bowl don't want to play, and everybody else is beat up from the season,
right?
And they don't want to play either.
And they don't know
like
their
vacation.
Teammates that well,
right?
But this is going to be a great matchup because you've got a couple of great teams. I mean, Atlanta just looked awesome, and New England's been stellar for a decade. But this year in particular, Tom Brady is firing on all.
Yeah,
cylinders,
and we'll break that down a little more next week as we get a little bit closer and people get healthy. But coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy from the Sioux Brewing Company. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet.
Boom, 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 boom.
I went to the IGA.
You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've never done the rusty Chevrolet before, but hey, today's the day. It is Saturday. Get out of bed. Fire up your grill. Get in your rusty Chevrolet and get down to the store and get yourself some meat. And when you get some meat, you're going to come home, put it on your grill. And what else are you going to need? You're going to need an ice cold micro brewed beer. And we got a guy on the grilling line, Bob. Who are we going to be talking to now?
Well, I just wanted to add to that great lead in you had. Thank you. This is the Upers, of course, so we're going to talk UP. Imagine that. But if you have a rusty Chevrolet, take it on down to Van Andel and Flickama, because they got some brand new Jeeps down there that are really nice.
And they'll take your rusty Chevrolet from you, right? Yeah,
they will. Exactly. So, you know, I go to Sault Ste. Marie quite a bit, and when I go up there, my buddy up there, Don Earl, we always go out downtown. We usually do the same routine. We go to the Palace for Mexican, this and that. And right across the street from the Palace is a place called Sioux Brewing Company.
Been there?
And I've gotten to be quite fond of it. And right now on the grilling line is the founder and brewer, Ray Bauer. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Hey.
Good talking to you guys again.
Yeah, and we're tapping into some of your Maggie's Irish Red right now. And I'm not a big red fan, to be honest with you. But this is fantastic.
Well, thanks. You know, that beer's a lot different than other reds in a couple of ways. Number one, and people who like reds usually like a lot of caramel. There's a lot of caramel in a red. And this beer actually contains no caramel malt. I use roasted barley. So it's kind of on its way to becoming a stout that never gets there. You know what I mean?
Oh, cool.
Which is one of the things that makes that unique.
That's what I'm picking up. It does have the presence of a baby stout or something,
right? That, and it's a pretty malty beer, as you know. It's kind of a malt bomb at 7.2% alcohol by volume, not real bitter. And the people around here really like that. You know, the funny thing is, Maggie's was supposed to be a seasonal. I opened in March of 2011, and that was supposed to be the seasonal for St. Patrick's Day. We didn't open on St. Patrick's Day, and I thought, well, who's going to want to drink this when it's not St. Patrick's Day anymore? And what do you know? It ended up being our number one seller.
Well, that's just a testament to it because it's that good.
Now, as you know.
Right. Yeah. As I said, that's just a testament to it because it's that good. So you got to. How many other varieties do you have on tap usually in the tap room?
We try to have nine. It's been tough to keep up with that with a 3.5-barrel system. It's going to be even harder now as we've begun distributing throughout the Eastern UP. We hope to be on 30 taps probably by this time next month. It was a direction that I didn't, you know, that I kind of fought going. I wanted to keep it small and keep it a craft, which we're still going to keep it a craft because I haven't expanded the system any. But in this day and age, you kind of got to get your product out there for credibility reasons and a couple of other reasons.
Yeah, it kind of helps maintain the overhead, sure.
Right.
I can tell you one thing. It goes very well with a bacon-wrapped stuffed pheasant breast, which our good buddy Brad brought in for us. It's a wonderful combination.
Wow, it sounds great.
So you make you have a is it Trident? Is that the one I like so much?
Trident.
The one I got in the blue growler.
Oh, Trinity.
Trinity. Yeah.
The Belgian Triple.
Yeah.
It's funny because we're talking about the two beers that are both named after my daughters. But the Trinity Belgian Triple, and it's at this point the only beer we bottle. We bottle it once a year, and it's usually out on January 2nd. And this year, the fermentation wanted to take its time. You know, it's again another very big beer.
Yeah,
I like big beers. This one's 11% alcohol by volume, and sometimes you just need to give it time. And we usually release that. It's our first release of the year. We do it on January 2nd. But not this time. So that'll be available here in a couple of days. But that's a heck of a beer.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're talking to Ray Bauer right now from Sioux Brewing Company in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. I mean, you can literally see the locks from this microbrewery. You are right downtown. One of my favorite restaurants there also is Lakeview Lockview. Because you can get fresh whitefish every day there when they're
that's
open. They're only open
town,
in the summer, but I love Sault Ste. Marie. My sister went to Lake State, and I've got the Donnerl and his family there for friends, and it's a fantastic town right on the Canadian border.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you like our little town here. It's a great place to live, I'll tell you that much right now. I'm not from here originally, but once I moved here about 23, 24 years ago, I actually got to a point where I could work from home. This is before I opened the brewery, and this is where we decided to be. I was doing a research job for Clear Channel. I don't know if I'm allowed to say them or not.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of, you know.
Yep, we're iHeart, so.
Oh, okay, great. So, yeah, I worked for Clear Channel out of my home for a number of years, and we decided to continue to make Sault Ste. Marie our home. So it's a great place. It's a great place to raise kids. It's a very chill town. You know what I mean? It's not for everybody. You have to be just super relaxed, pretty much. It's not a place for high intensity individuals.
What's the snow look like up there right now, Ray?
It's dirty. We need some snow to brighten this place up a little bit because it's been melting with these unseasonably warm temperatures. We also need some cold temperatures for the I-500, the granddaddy of all sled races,
right,
which is coming up the first Sunday. I don't know why I said Sunday. I was thinking of the Super Bowl. First Saturday in February, the day before the Super Bowl.
Yep, I've been to that several times. A lot of fun up there. Ray, if people are coming up for that, because it is an event that a lot of sledders will come to see and then like to ride the trails there in the Eastern UP while they're there, mm-hmm. You got a restaurant at your place?
At Sioux Brewing Company, no. We do have one down the street, though. It's a winery called 1668 Winery. We do a little macro brewing down there, and the food there is just terrific. The next time you're in town, you got to stop in for a pizza or a burger. You know, but no, we're outside food friendly at Sioux Brewing Company, so you can bring it across the street from the Palace or Subway or wherever you, or the winery. We do pizza here every Thursday. We do pint and slice night, where we bring the pizza down from the winery and sell it by the slice. So, but other than that, it's just beer here. That's it.
Hey, focus on what you know, right?
That's exactly right. Do one thing and do it right. Although we have so many varieties of beers, I've done probably over 100 recipes by now in this building.
That's crazy with a 3.5-barrel system that you can produce that many and keep them on, and that's cool. I mean,
I brew almost every day. We brew 4 days a week, so.
Well, that's why he's in there at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning brewing beer.
Right, yeah.
And he's there till, I can testify that he was there till 10 o'clock, or 11:30 last time I was there.
It's a labor of love, man.
It is. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
All right, well, Ray, thanks so much for joining us. We like to celebrate great brewers in Michigan, and a lot of people don't take the time to go to some of these places in the UP, and I'm encouraging them to visit Sault Ste. Marie no matter what time of the year it is. It's a very cool town. Just to watch the Sioux Locks is worth your drive, but once you get there, Mom and Dad can have a nice pint at the Sioux Brewing Company.
Absolutely. We are kid-friendly. I mean, we've got, you know, games and et cetera. You may have seen the Skittles game. It's an old English in-game. And ours was made, I think, in 1971 at Berea College in Kentucky, which ironically is a dry campus. But it's, you know, you spin the top and you knock over pins. And
right.
It's noisy but fun.
Yes, it is. I played that. It is a lot of fun. Ray, thanks for joining us. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll darken your door here soon.
Thanks. We'll see you next time you're up.
All right. Very good. That's Ray Bauer from the Sioux Brewing Company. Coming up next, we've got our buddy Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliances. You're not going to want to miss this. He's going to cover a smoked pheasant recipe, but he's also got some cool equipment that Garrett's has that we're going to be talking about. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Beer City, USA. Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
With The Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see The Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to The Grillin' Guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Put your feet on the floor. Get out the bed. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. Don't think we're going to be north of 60 today, but last weekend we were, and hopefully you all got out and enjoyed a little bit of that Indian summer that we had around for 2 or 3 days, but I think it's kind of like a little bit back to reality. It isn't really winter yet, but it's kind of winter, you know, and we're going to get there. I miss it because I'd like to do a little more ice fishing, and I'm just a little leery. You know, full-figured guys like me, I don't want to be the first one out on the ice, you know. So somebody's got to lead, and I'll follow on that gig. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob with a pheasant skewer in his hand.
Oh, man, it's so wonderful. And I'm wearing my Black Lake sweatshirt, by the way.
Right, I see that.
We did that gig a couple times, the Shivery up at Black Lake for the Sturgeon Festival.
Right.
Don't know that they're going to have one this year.
Well, I don't know. I had a couple buddies that went to Houghton Lake last weekend and fished in that 55, 60 degree weather, and they got lost on the ice because the fog was so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And their phones went dead when they were out there.
Perfect.
And it's because they'd been out all day. Bottom line is,
awesome.
Didn't know which way to go to get back
in.
Couldn't see the shore.
It's only fishing. Houghton Lake. Go one way.
Right. Yeah. One way, you're like 9 miles down there. Oh, man, we're a ways from the car now. But
anyway, in studio right now is Brad Ensing from Garrett Appliance.
Hey, Garrett's good morning,
Appliance.
Guys.
And we invited you in because I saw your Facebook post of these beautiful pheasant wraps you made, and I don't know how many I've eaten, but...
And Jop's grabbing another
probably
one.
Killing my diet this morning.
No, these are healthy, I swear.
I mean, I know.
You got pheasant. I wasn't going to tell you. I've got actually third less fat cream cheese in there. Don't kill me.
Always looking out for us, man. Always looking out for us.
Oh, my gosh.
You want the cholesterol to check in right.
What a beautiful combination.
I'm a giver. And a big shout-out to my buddy Kyle for dropping those pheasants off to my house. It is much appreciated.
Yeah, he said if you didn't take them, he's going
to
do what?
Yeah, they were going to go to the coyote pile. That was just a little unacceptable. So
sacrilege.
I ended up getting 12 pheasants out of the deal, and I can't complain about that, although my wife learned a valuable lesson, and my daughters, too, not to watch Dad clean the birds. They might be a little traumatized, but hey, they taste delicious.
So while we continue to eat these, break this down for everybody on what you did. Start from the beginning.
You got it. Okay, so the original recipe that I got here, I used to run with duck, and I changed it up, thought I would try it with pheasant. So what I did, I actually popped the pheasant, full pheasants on my Traeger grill, which is a wood pellet grill. Smoked them for about a half an hour, bumped up the heat to about 250, 275, brought the birds up to internal temperature, just under 160 degrees, let them finish off in the kitchen cooking. Let them sit a day. Should I add, I did brine the birds, normal brine.
Yes.
A brown sugar salt brine. I did add a little honey to the brine as well. Let them brine for about 6 hours before we tossed them on the smoker.
Do you do that in a cooler?
I have a big bowl that I do it in, and I just refrigerate it. My wife's got a little refrigerator in the basement that I get to use for wine, cold beers, and wild game when
your
I
wife
it.
Has a refrigerator in the basement. Your for wife you. Probably has everything, yes. Doesn't
it's,
she?
It's right next to the couch that she sometimes lets me sleep on if she's feeling generous. So
or you have to sleep on if she's not feeling generous. Yeah. Yeah.
She might make a recommendation here.
Let's put it this way. I always take her recommendations.
We don't want to say her name at this point. So
it doesn't matter.
Love you, honey.
The boss is all you need to know, right?
Wow, yeah. He's been pistol whipped a time or two.
Well, hey, you know what?
So anyway, back to the pheasant. Let's get back to the pheasant. Stop.
So we smoked the pheasant, took it out. Of course, it was delicious the day of juicy breasts that we cut off the birds there. Next day, I'm trying to think of, hey, what should I do with this bird? It's never quite as good second go round. I had tried the same recipe with a duck not too long ago. Turned out spectacular. All the guys at work absolutely loved it. So what I do, basically, you roll out the bacon. I normally will take a full bacon strip, cut it in half. I would lay out the pheasant or the duck onto the bacon strip. The big thing is the mixture put inside. I normally do a cream cheese mixture. You can use regular, you can use low fat if you really want to cut out those couple extra calories. Diced up jalapenos for 8 ounce bar of cream cheese. Normally use 2 to 3 jalapenos. Mix in about a teaspoon of garlic salt, teaspoon of onion powder, teaspoon of garlic powder, a little red pepper flake to taste. It's really easy to do. pop them in the oven after that for 25 to 30 minutes. I was using convection cycle at about 375. Just turns out amazing. Everybody loves them.
In case you haven't picked up on this, Brad's quite the foodie.
Yeah. Question for you, Brad. The pheasant breast is probably the meat that you used, right? The rest of it was just there because it was on the on the bird. When you use the pheasant breast, how much of that are you using on each piece?
Oh, I would say, depending on the how much bacon you want to use, kind of doles it out. I use about an equal portion of pheasant to cream cheese because you're going to get some drip off. Jop and I were talking about that, drip off of your cream cheese jalapeno mixture as it cooks. You know, I would say probably about, maybe half inch piece by an inch long.
Right.
Maybe stack it up
about
the size
of your little finger.
You got
right,
it.
Yeah.
That'd be about dead on.
Yeah, that's probably a good indicator. Yeah. Not your fingers. You've got like giant.
Like, well, you
got Fred Flintstone fingers.
You know the correlation. You get it. Yeah.
Sausage fingers. It's right. Okay. Yeah.
That's why you can't use a cell phone. Anyway, so have you ever tried like pre-frying your bacon slightly before you do this?
I have not, but now that you bring it up,
it works really nice. You were complaining a little bit about the texture of the bacon.
Yep.
And if I've found that if I just put those strips on a griddle for just a little bit, just to kind of pre-season them a bit, not getting them crispy,
by no means.
But you're, I don't know, it gets some of the fat reduced for one thing, and bacon's.
So you finished these off, you got them wrapped up, and you stuck a toothpick through them so they stayed together.
Correct.
You finished these off in an oven, right?
Correct.
You didn't
yep.
go back to the smoker, you went to an oven.
Yep, I put them on a cookie sheet. However, I used one of the smoker wraps out of my Smoke and Tech smoker. Sprayed a little Pam spray, threw them on top of that, and we let them go for 25, 30 minutes, between 350, 375.
Perfect. Now, you just mentioned Smoke and Tech smoker. I want to talk about that.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay.
You got 1 minute.
So we got two smokers. Smoke and Tech's traditional smoker, stainless steel box. Basically, it's an electric smoker. It's kind of the Ron Papil of the smoker world. You set it and forget it.
Right.
Throw your wood in at the beginning, and it'll keep that constant temperature. For some of the more purists out there, we deal with Traeger. They got some new latest and greatest things coming out as well. That's more of a wood pellet type smoker. That's actually what I did the pheasant on here.
Now, I take reference. I don't think the purist is even accurate because actually that Texas smoker is pure wood.
It is pure wood.
So I would say that's as good as anything.
It tastes delicious. The one thing I'd say with a Smoke and Tech smoker is if I'm doing a pork butt, I'm doing a brisket, I'm doing a turkey, I'm doing anything big that's going to take me 9, 10, 16, 20 hours, that's the one I go to. I've gotten rid of my gas grill at home. Everything from burgers to, doing a wild turkey breast. I normally throw on the Traeger, takes a little less time. We can get it up to higher temperatures. Smoke and Tech maxes me out at about 250 degrees.
Right, that's just a smoker.
Yeah, just a smoker.
But I wanted to talk about that just because it's a wonderful little stainless square cube. You can store it easily.
It's amazing.
It's not something that takes up space on the deck. Your wife won't complain about the furniture she can't put in there, which is the problem I have.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, and you won't sleep in the basement.
Next to my
fridge. But if he does, but he has a fridge down there.
And it might have some cold beer, wine.
Heaven only knows what's in it.
Right, yeah.
So the Smoke and Techs, how much do they run?
They started at about $400 and kind of worked their way up from there. There's some cheaper versions on the market, but this thing is built like a tank.
In Texas.
In Texas.
Got to be good.
So slow down. Is it Smoking Tex, T-E-X?
Yeah.
What it's called?
T-E-X.
Okay. So at Garrett's Appliances, and you got two stores. You got one in the southeast side of Grand Rapids and one on the southwest side. But you stock these things, right? People can come in and see them.
I stock everything.
I have sent dozens of people down there. To look at that,
and
because
I
think it's a great smoker.
Right. The cool part about it is you can talk to a guy that uses it every day.
Right.
That's the difference.
Just make sure he feeds you.
Right.
Then go into the big
fresh bread
store.
Coming later.
All right. Thanks, Brad Ensing, Garrett's Appliance.
Coming up next, we got another guy that might know a little bit about some smoking. It's Matt Smith from the Pit Stop Barbecue. Going to break down some Super Bowl treats for you. Stick with us. We'll be back. Another one bites the dust.
Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more. Satisfaction's been our name. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek Original Brew Pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and it's the weekend before Super Bowl. This is Pro Bowl weekend, the no football weekend. But anyway, we thought that we would spend a minute talking to a guy that knows just a little bit about barbecue, and maybe he could give us some tips and recipes and snacks that you would do for your Super Bowl party next weekend. We got a guy on the grilling line right now that is a humble dude, but he's what you need to know is he has been on the Food Network. His restaurant has been featured in a show called Man Food Fire. And right now on the grilling line, we got a guy named Matt Smith from Pit Stop Barbecue in southeast side of Grand Rapids. Matt, what's going on, brother?
How you doing, brothers?
Hey, you know what? It's always good to talk with you, my friend.
You too. The short answer of what goes well on Super Bowl Sunday, beer.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have time, beer.
Yeah.
Then
well, part of the reason that we're talking to you is because if a guy doesn't have time, he can come to the pit stop and get some cue for his party. But we'll break that down in just a minute. But Barbecue Bob, you over there, man?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Just I was waiting for a cue.
All right, you got it.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I've been good. How about you?
Oh, man, I just needed some ideas for people to do something a little bit different for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, it's a good day to try it out, especially because sometimes a lot of the, like, if you have friends coming over, they're coming over early for different games. The Super Bowl starts at, I don't know, 6:20 or so, so you got some time to get some stuff done. I was kind of thinking about it when you guys asked me about it. You know, the most popular thing is chicken wings. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but Google it. It's astronomical how many chicken wings are consumed that day on Super Bowl Sunday. A real simple way to do wings. For us, it's a short cook because a lot of our cooking's 14, 15, 16 hours. But if you've got maybe 2.5-3 hours of time, you can do wings on your grill and make them taste really good. You can kind of cheat a little bit to speed it up. If you get go to Gordon's or Sam's or whatever, just get the pre-cut wings. You can get them frozen or fresh is what we usually get the if I'm doing it at my house, sometimes I get the frozen ones. They come in 10-pound bags or 5-pound bags. Get the aluminum pans, go half and half. Go with some Louisiana hot sauce and half cider vinegar. Chuck them in the oven for about an hour at maybe 300. And then that's when you want to transfer them to your grill. And at that point, you want to do the indirect method. If you've got a gas grill, you know, get your wood chips in some foil with some water, that whole process, and do them indirect at about 250 degrees for about an hour and a half or so. If you're using a charcoal grill, same thing. Chuck some wood chunks on there. And what I like to do, too, is I like to baste them about every 20 minutes with the sauce that you just that was in that pan.
Right.
And I also like to maybe every other time that I'm opening the grill to baste them, I like to add some rub to them. We use a rub that's kind of a Kansas City rub, like paprika and some brown sugar, onion powder and some steak seasoning, just some basic stuff like that. And it builds up a good good layering, and it also keeps them from drying out. And when you're using that vinegar and that Louisiana hot sauce, it kind of has some bite to it. And at the very end, I like to put either some, if you've got a homemade barbecue sauce, that's great. Get something sweeter, Sweet Baby Ray's. It could be blasphemy for people, but if you rub that on the top of something that's got some vinegar and some kick to it, it's really good.
Yeah, you said something really cool there. You put a little bit of vinegar in your Louisiana hot sauce, and that's a really nice twist. And I bet you most people have never experienced that, and that vinegar is going to accentuate that Louisiana hot sauce, which I love Louisiana hot sauce. I mean, Frank's or anything like that is just fine by me.
Yeah, I agree. And if you can get the different flavor profiles with that bite, that tanginess, and then get a little sweet sauce at the end. That's exactly how we make our wings. In fact, there's a recipe that you had mentioned before, that Man Fire Food Show. On their website, our recipe of these wings is on there if you want to find it. We call them Sucker Punch Wings. That's pretty much how we make ours.
Yeah, what a great name. Quick ingredient check there, Matt. Cider vinegar or white vinegar?
Cider. We at Pit Stop, we go through truckloads of cider vinegar. We use a lot of it in our barbecue sauce, too. The cider vinegar does a great job breaking it down, softening it up a little bit while the meat is cooking, too.
Got a little bit different, more of a sour, little different profile to it, apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, it sure does.
So you got any other, now you're going to do a bunch of chicken wings, so if people don't want to do them, they could actually go to Pit Stop and get them, right?
They can go to Pit Stop. It's the only Sunday out of the entire year we're open. We opened from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Last year, we did the same thing, and we closed at 4:30 because we sold 500 pounds of wings in 2.5 hours. This year we're doing 800 pounds of wings, so hopefully we make it the whole 3 hours. And we do a bunch of different flavors of them. It's on our Facebook page. Just look under Pit Stop Catering. We've got some wicked, wicked hot ones. If there's hot fans out there, we do something called 1847 sauce wings. We make it with Reaper peppers and ghost peppers. Those will leave a mark if you're not ready for it.
Okay, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Matt Smith from Pit Stop Barbecue and Catering, probably the most loved and most hated barbecue guy in the business. I say the most hated because so many people go to your place and you're only open 2 days a week, so they hear all these things about you, and then they get there, and you probably have bullet holes in your window, don't you?
Yeah, those are for my wife.
for making her work there.
Now I'm dead. No, she does all the side recipes, all the brilliance of our sides. And I think what sets us apart really is our sides, not the stuff that I do. Those are all her recipes. And so I need to give her credit. That is really what sets us apart.
It's a big deal.
And yeah, I think people have gotten used to those 2 days now, at least I hope so. And it works really well because we do about 750 events for catering, and it's tough to keep up doing more than 2 days a week with what we're doing.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, Matt. And let's talk about those sides, because when you roll up to the Super Bowl, it's a grazing thing, right? That's what that's why the wings are so popular. It's like you try a little of this, try a little of that. What else can people get there that they could put on their Super Bowl menu?
Now, are you talking about making one or what?
No, sides. If they came there and they wanted to get a Super Bowl spread from you, what other things you got on the sides that you were mentioning?
That particular day, we kind of limit what we do on our sides because it's tough to keep up with the wings. We do our award-winning mac and cheese and our award-winning smoky baked beans.
Perfect.
Those are two of the crowd favorites. I've had a couple requests for a tangy slaw, so I think we'll probably add our slaw to the menu items as well. But those are the three main things.
The slaws, yeah, and the slaw is easy. You can make that up in advance and just have it in a cooler, and that's not like you have to keep it hot. I use Cascade Barbershop just down the street from you a little bit
sparingly,
and Andy is a great barber. It's a wonderful place to get your hair cut. But he listening to the guys in there, as soon as I go in there, Andy wants to start talking barbecue. So we're always talking about you when I'm sitting in the chair there.
And that's good. And Andy hooks me up with wood like crazy.
I know he does.
I just said that because I owe him $100. I got to go bring it to him. And he also said that you are his best customer for when he shaves your back.
Well, anybody that knows me knows that's not true, because yeah. I'm pretty much like a chihuahua. Okay, Matt Smith, Pit Stop Barbecue, thanks so much for joining us, and don't forget to check out Pit Stop on Super Bowl Sunday. What are your hours?
2 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Okay, that's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Check him out on Facebook. He's a hell of a guy.
Absolutely
thanks
is.
Thanks very much.
All right, Matt, take care, brother.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good Super Bowl.
Yeah. He's Matt's just one of those guys that'll give you the shirt off his back. Yeah. I mean, we borrowed equipment from him when we've had catering gigs, and he's like, "Yeah, guys, come on over, let us cook in his kitchen." He's just champ.
And they turn out a ton of food.
Oh man, well, he said 750 catering gigs a year. Yeah. Do that math.
Wow,
that's 30 a week, man. Yeah. That's why his restaurant isn't open, is because he's really a caterer, but
right.
He does this on the side. But coming up next, we're going to keep diving into a little bit of Super Bowl food. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Today's Man Law is brought to you, as usual, by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, which is just east of Grand Rapids, about 20 minutes. Great pasties. If a bet is made and the challenge is completed, then the bettor may recoup his money by immediately completing a more daring challenge. If he refuses the challenge or chooses not to propose one, then and only then must the money be paid. Pay your bets, boys.
That's a diagnosis of a bet right there, baby. But I guess that's how they work. But I'm betting on the Super Bowl being a great game with the Falcons and the Pats.
Yeah.
It's a week from tomorrow, right? And
yeah.
But anyway,
I'm glad Atlanta's in it, because Ryan is due.
Well, he's an underappreciated dude.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
He's just steady Eddie, man.
He's the Rodney
Dangerfield. He plugs his way down the field. It was great watching him pick off the Packers. And of course, Tom Brady doesn't need any introduction. I mean, this could be his last big year. He's 39 years old.
Right.
So, but man.
Why not? You know, it's that whole thing is go out on top.
Yeah.
Go out on top. Why
yeah,
not?
So I'm probably rooting a little bit more for New England, but it's a toss-up. I like both teams. They're both stellar. They're,
yeah.
They both deserve to be there, and they're both winners.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you got to have food that's a winner for the game. What
that's
are you
right.
going to be making?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go down the road of ease and volume. And what I mean by that is probably put a couple pork butts on. You could even do those on Saturday, a week from today.
You'd
and
want
then,
to.
And then serve them on Sunday when people come over. And it all doesn't have to be a big old pulled pork sandwich. But before we get there, if you've not done a pork butt on the grill, there's two things that are really cool about these. And I'm on the smoker. Let me correct that. Not on the grill. The cool thing is it's 1.5 pound meat, guys. So if you jack it up, it doesn't matter.
Chuck it.
Chuck it, right? But you can't. It's so forgiving. It's so easy to do. So just wanted to give you 10 seconds of put this stuff on a smoker. We rub French's mustard on the outside of it, right? And then all that does is make it sticky so that I can take a barbecued rub, any one you like, usually got a lot of sugar, a little paprika in it, and some garlic and whatever, but it's commercial rub. Buy one. This pork butt is a big hunk of dense meat.
Yep.
They come with and without the bone. I prefer to have the ones with the bone in only because when that bone is exposed about an inch, it's done. I use a thermometer, a thermopen, and we bring that stuff to 190 degrees. That's when it's done. But if you don't have one of those, that bone is an indicator. So
you know,
it's easy to do.
And you said chuck it, and I'm going that way. I would say pulled pork. And a chuck roast on the smoker. A chuck roast, of course, you're only going to need to throw on for about 4 or 5 hours. But I'm going to go with some nachos. I'm going to go with some smoked chuck nachos and might do some pulled pork nachos. But at my house and almost like anywhere you go, when you put a big plate or pan of nachos out, they just go. So
sure.
You get your big cookie sheets out and you do up a couple big trays of those. Of course, you got to do wings. A great way to do wings, if you don't have a smoker, is like we mentioned, just pre-bake them a little bit and then throw them on the grill. Dip them in Frank's when you're done. Or, you know, if you're anywhere near anybody that sells original Juan products, they have a couple great wing sauces. Just dip them in the sauce before you serve them, kind of like Big Bob Gibson does with his white sauce. You pull them off the grill, you dip them in the sauce, and you put them on the platter. That's all you need to do. You don't need to grill them with that sauce.
And
on
generally
them.
With those sauces, you want those a little thinner. Don't get a big, thick, sweet baby
right.
Ray's to dip
no.
it in, because that's all you'll taste is
right.
the sauce.
Exactly.
If you do it in a thick one, you want a little bit thinner. If you're using sweet baby Ray's, you like that profile, cut that with a little beer.
Vinegar.
Throw some beer or vinegar,
or vinegar
in it, whip it up and make it thinner.
Or just get a good sauce.
Yeah. There's that, too. But anyway, we're hoping that you all have a great weekend. Get out in your backyard. Create some grill envy in your neighborhood. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're looking forward to speaking with you next week.